This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's our top story on KRDO News Radio. Colorado Springs voters still will have a little more time to drop off their municipal election ballots. There's a 7 p.m. deadline for tonight, so about an hour and a half or so for those waiting to cast their ballot by either putting it in the drop box or delivering it to the city clerk's office. Six city council races are being decided in the election tonight. Colorado health officials are identifying the state's first two cases of the Brazilian COVID-19 variant. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says both parties are Boulder County residents, and the agency is performing contact tracing to determine whether the variant has spread to others. The Brazilian variant has shown the ability to reinfect people who have already recovered from COVID-19. Preliminary data suggests the mutation is more than two times as transmissible as the original strain. Now the good news economically for the Denver metro area. Colorado will host the 2020 Major League Baseball All-Star Game, potentially bringing in $100 million to the state. Let's get more now from Tom Roberts.
MLB moved the game from Atlanta following passage of the Georgia voting reform law. It'll take place July 13th at Coors Field, home of the Colorado Rockies. The league says Denver was chosen because the Rockies were already pursuing a bid for another All-Star game. Commissioner Rob Manfred thanked folks in the area for their flexibility. I'm Tom Roberts.
A 21-year-old Colorado Springs man is under arrest on charges of sexual exploitation of a child and ID theft. Caleb Anderson allegedly met victims by selling items and texting over Snapchat. El Paso County Sheriff deputies say a search of his home uncovered multiple images and videos of child pornography. Investigators say they were tipped off to the case after getting reports of illegal activity associated with house parties in the Colorado Springs area. Deputies believe that there are more victims out there and are urging people to call in with any information. You're asked to call police if you do have that information. After years of construction, the new Pikes Peak Summit complex is almost ready for visitors. Crews hit their last big milestone today, demolishing the old summit house that's been standing since 1963. Crews originally thought it would finish up construction at the end of March, but the weather had different plans because of the snow. They had gotten only to the summit 5 days out of the entire month. To speed things back up, they temporarily closed the summit to all visitors to repave the parking lot and welcome the Cog Railway. Meanwhile, some crews are in cleanup duty, making sure demolition debris does not fly down the mountain. Well, day seven of the trial of Derek Chauvin, it's wrapped up. ABC's Mark Remillard has more.
It was an abrupt ending to the day. The prosecution was questioning an expert witness when the court held a private sidebar, with the judge then excusing the jury and breaking for the day. The prosecution was in the middle of questioning LAPD Sergeant Jody Steiger, who was hired as a use of force expert for the prosecution. He testified that he believed officers using force against George Floyd was initially justified, but that Chauvin's force was excessive and that the officers should have stopped after Floyd was on the ground and eventually no longer resisting. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Airline jobs grounded during the pandemic are returning for another airline. ABC's Michelle Franson has details.
As more people are traveling again, Southwest Airlines is the latest carrier to bring back furloughed employees to help meet the demand. 200 Southwest pilots should be back in the cockpit by the beginning of June, according to the company. Southwest joining Delta and American Airlines, which have also brought back pilots furloughed during this pandemic. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Cloudy skies stay in the forecast overnight tonight for the Pikes Peak region and parts of southern Colorado. Overnight lows a little cooler in the 20s and 30s. That is all due to a recent front. It pushed through into the early afternoon hours of Tuesday. This will give us a chance of a few little light rain and snow showers across the Palmer Divide overnight tonight. No accumulations will be likely. Increasing sunshine through Wednesday. Highs returning into the 50s and 60s. We'll keep city highs in the 60s through the remainder of the work week. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.